This is Wesley McMasters for Red Flag Poetry, and I'm sitting here with across the internet with John Dorsey to talk about his poem At 37 for Mikey West, as well as some of his thoughts on poetry in general. And so, John, we usually like to start these interviews by a question about mail. And so I'll start by asking, what's the most interesting piece of mail that you've received? And probably ever. We'll say ever.
Oh, the most interesting piece of mail I've received ever. I told someone this story the other day. One time, this is probably about 10 years ago, I had a gentleman in Denver who sent me probably, I don't know, like 1,000 loose poetry stamps, or loose postage stamps.
How cool.
And like a roll of $20 bills. And I had never met this guy before in my life, and he just happened to read one of my poems. But the thing was, the stamps didn't have any glue on the back of them anymore, so I had to figure out a way to affix them to every envelope I wound up sending them out to. But it was really weird. I used like hand cream to get them onto one envelope, whatever I could think of that would be sticky. Like, but it's probably the strangest piece of mail I've ever gotten. Like, I doubt many people get like 1,000 loose random postage stamps from someone they don't know.
Yeah, that's awesome, and you got to use them too.
I did. It took me a very long time.
That's great. So your work is published often and all over the world, and a lot of your work seems to fit a global or bohemian theme, which I think is appropriate. And I like that we were able to put one of your poems on a postcard because it matches the theme of a lot of poetry of yours that I've read, and it. You know, I think that a postcard is a really good place, especially for At 37 for Mikey West. And I think that the theme of the poem is one of the reasons we were so quick to choose it for the postcard. Can you speak to this aesthetic in your work or poetry in general?
Sure. I mean, I don't find my work to be overly bohemian. I mean, in particular a poem, I don't think so, but like, I think it's a matter, I think what you kind of tapped into with the poem, I think it's a matter of accessibility more than anything else. And I think maybe that's why my work seems to get published like all over the place. Like, because like, as an example, like I know a girl who's a friend of mine who's very, very smart, but she's so smart that you can't understand what she's talking about.
Right.
And I think like, if your language doesn't appeal to everyone, like, how smart are you? Who are you really reaching? And I'm not saying, like, dumb down what you're saying, but there is a way that you can bring anything across that you want to say in a way that is relatable, that people will understand. And I think maybe that's what comes across in my work, that people seem to, like, relate to. I don't know. It's just what I think.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I'm thinking of a small chapbook of yours that I have. It's the 20 poems for 20 girls, something.
Yeah, 20 poems about girls.
Yeah. And I love that they're so brief, and they're almost, you know, the size of a haiku, and each format is a little different, and they're really fantastic poems, and they're very readable. And I often share that with people who are getting into poetry. You know, I you know, like, hey, here's some accessibility. You know, here's something that I think that a lot of people can read and get right away. So I take that point well. I like that kind of accessibility that your poetry tends to have. So let's talk about this particular poem for a bit, At 37.
Sure.
Could you give the readers of Red Flag an idea of what inspired the poem, or how Mikey West comes into it, or who Mikey West might be? Yeah.
Mikey West he himself is a poet. He lives out towards Sacramento. In California, a place called Rancho Marietta. And he's been a friend of mine for about 10 or 11 years. And outside of being a poet, he's a huge arts patron. I don't really think I could have kept doing my work in certain times without his support. And he really comes into it because I've spent a lot of time at his house in Northern California. There are a lot of years I'll go out there for like a month or two and just stay there. And like, probably the best times of my life have been, or at least some of them have been spent with him and his wife, Eva. They're just wonderful, wonderful people. And right now I'm in Wisconsin, right on Lake Michigan, more or less, but I'd rather be in Northern California. So that's really kind of where he comes into it. So
great. Yeah, that's really cool. So it was at 37. Is that an address?
No, that's actually, I was 37 when I wrote the poem.
Okay, so, cool.
One of the things I wanted to say when you asked that question is, like, the poem is so much about geography.
Yeah.
That it was funny that you would see it as an address, because it is about, like, kind of emotionally where I'm at. So.
Cool. Yeah, and I think maybe it's the geography that takes place in the poem that was where I was starting to think of, you know, a theme of traveling or kind of a global theme too. There's just so much in this poem to offer so many people. It's really great. So as a poet, how often do you write? Is it a daily practice?
I write daily. I won't say that I write poetry daily. I also write short fiction. I've published a lot of that. And I've done a lot of other forms. So yeah, I write every day. I won't say I write poetry every day.
Okay.
But I'm not a big revisionist. Like, what you see is pretty much what you get, and I write it in like 2 minutes. And so I go in spurts, like about once a week I'll kind of go crazy and write a bunch of poems, but not every day.
Right. So one of my problems, as I try to be a poet sometimes, is that I never know when I'm complete, when the poem is complete. I guess I don't know when I'm complete either, if we're being honest here. But
I don't think I know that about myself.
Yeah. I guess, so when do you know, so you say you write in bursts and you're not a big revisionist. So you write a poem and that's it? Is this, that's a beat kind of mantra, right? First thought.
I think it's probably more associated with the beats, but poetry has been going on, I'd like to think, since the beginning of time. And there have always probably been people that have not revised very much, but in modern culture, we tend to associate it with beat culture, beat generation. I don't think that's where I take it from. I think that's just how I write.
Well, speaking of influences, then I remember talking with you a while back, and I seem to remember Ted Berrigan being an influence, or at least someone that you like to read a lot.
Sure.
Can you speak to that while we're talking about where ideas might come from or influences might come from?
Yeah, I think, well, Ted Berrigan will be like a giant influence. And I think when you read my poetry, if you know enough about Ted Berrigan, like, that kind of comes through, you kind of see it. Like, yeah. Even more than the beats, who I do really, really like. I like Gregory Corso quite a bit. I like Lou Welsh. But my obsession right now is a poet from New Orleans by the name of Everett Maddox, who died about 25 years ago. He's just stunning. And so, like, right now, Everett Maddox and Ted Berrigan are pretty much what are on my desk. They're what I'm reading, or what I read every day.
Right.
So.
I like to keep a copy of Ted Berrigan's sonnets nearby, too. But just for safety.
I've got one here.
So. Great. So how about your favorite poem?
My favorite poem. There is actually I think at this point it's probably two poems, but my absolute favorite poem is probably Ted Berrigan's poem Red Shift. And Red Shift is out of his collection he did in like 76. He did a book called Red Wagon, and it's out of that book. And the other poem that's really hit me really hard is a poem called Heaven by Everett Maddox that's in his selected poems. It's really just one of the best things I've read in such a long time. It actually nearly made me tear up. And I read that for the first time like a month ago. So.
Great. Thanks. Well, you've been writing poetry for a while and writing for a while. This might be a bit of a stretch, but Can you describe a poet or explain what a poet is or what a poet does?
What a poet is, what a poet does. To put it in the most simple, stupid sort of way, like a poet writes poems. I went and got into this discussion recently as to whether or not Jack Kerouac was a poet. Like, and the difference between poetry and poetics and form, and to me, like, there is a huge difference. But to put it, like, the easiest possible way, just a poet is someone who writes poems, whether I like them or not. I could consider them the worst poems in the world, but that person's still a poet. I mean, that's not up to me.
Right.
So, you know.
So, Jack Kerouac, you know, Jack Kerouac's poetry makes me think first of Book of Blues, which I can, you know, arguably see that it's not quite poetry. It's, you know, it's a reflection of jazz or something like that. So would you call Jack Kerouac a poet that who writes poems that you just don't like, or is that towing a line of what poetry is and what it isn't?
Yeah, for me it's a really thin line. Like, when I think of Jack Kerouac and we talk about poets, I don't think to myself Jack Kerouac the poet.
Mm.
Like, I think of him as a novelist. I'm very, like, stringent. Like, for me, it just comes down to black and white. It's a matter of form. Like, yeah, he wrote some poems. But in terms of how I'm going to think of him, how I remember him, I think of him as a novelist. And there are a lot of people I would think of as poet before I thought of him. Like, that said, he is poetic. He's the stuff you write poems about.
Right.
So I mean, that's what I'll say about that. And there are people that would argue you're wrong, he is a poet, and they would be entirely right.
Right.
Because he wrote poems, but that's just not how I view
it. Right. No, that's a great answer. So we'll tie up here, and I'm going to ask you, as a poet and a poet that I like a lot, what you think of poetry and media. And I'm going to gear that a little bit towards, what do you think about poetry on a postcard, and this aesthetic? And we have an email service too, you know, that one of your poems will be featured on soon. Go ahead.
Oh, no, good. I was just going to say, when you asked me these questions, that was my favorite question.
Yeah.
Because I have a lot to say about this topic. Like,
okay.
I think that I love the idea of poetry on a postcard. I love the idea of poetry in any form. But I don't think that poetry is going digital. If anything, I think it was going digital 10 years ago.
Right.
And I think that it's slowly going back to being a print medium. And I've told people that, and they think I'm insane. But I've published like 124 poems last year,
right.
And I think less than 10 of them were online.
Right,
like
right.
All in print magazines, and the print magazines are there. They're coming back stronger than ever. You just have to be willing to look for them. It's just a matter of whether or not. It depends on how lazy the person is. The medium is out there, and I think what you guys are doing is great. And I think it's actually. Like, what was past is now the future. Like, this, like, doing stuff on postcards, like, that sort of stuff, it is the wave of the future. I believe that.
Great. No, and that's good to hear and nice to hear. And glad that aesthetic seems to work. And it's really great to have your work be a part of this project. And we look forward to your work coming out in the Poetry Express format, too. But, well, thanks, John, for sitting down with us and talking with us about your work. And it was really great to have you, and we're really happy to have you as a part of Red Flag.
Well, I appreciate it, Wes, Peter, both you guys. Thank you so much. And I'm sorry if I interrupted you at all. I just get excited on these questions. But it's nice to be able to talk about this stuff. But any time, if you guys need anything, you know where I'm at.
Great. Thanks.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for listening to the interview with John Dorsey for Red Flag Poetry, Poems on Postcards, proudly supported by the IUP English Department.